Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Two wolves shot in Idaho. Two gray wolves have been killed in Idaho with the authorization of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The wolves, an uncolored subadult male and an alpha female, were members of the Juriano pack. The shootings were ordered in response to confirmed livestock depredations by the Juriano pack in the area. Seven domestic calf kills across several salmon private landowners' properties have been documented by wolf recovery specialists since mid-June. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also issued a private landowner lethal control permit in mid-September after livestock depredation by members of the Juriano pack were confirmed. Niemeyer said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Wildlife Services, and the Nez Perce tribe had exhausted all reasonable efforts to use non-lethal means to discourage chronic depredation incidents. The Juriano pack has demonstrated habituated behavior towards killing domestic livestock in the area, Niemeyer stated. Further confirmed depredations by this pack will result in incremental removal of additional pack members. Various non-lethal methods to control the Juriano pack were implemented this summer. A several-mile-long wolf repellent barrier was successful in preventing the wolves from depredating for about 2 months, but the method failed to prevent the Juriano pack from livestock depredation on the ranch. The wolves in Idaho continue to make progress towards recovery despite the implementation of lethal control measures, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said. About two dozen wolves have been killed as a result of livestock depredation since the 1995 reintroduction of 35 gray wolves into the Idaho area, which is designated as the non-essential experimental area. The 2002 wolf count will be completed in December, but it is estimated that Idaho now has about 260 wolves. Tiger and leopard traders pay stiff fines. A lengthy undercover investigation by agents of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service called Operation Snowplow has resulted in stiff sentences for two men convicted of trading in tiger and leopard skins. Timothy Laurie of Elgin, Illinois, was sentenced in federal court in Chicago recently to 4 months of home detention, 4 years of probation, and 200 hours of community service for concealing the hide of a federally protected leopard that was illegally imported into the United States from South Africa. Laurie was ordered to pay $10,000 to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation Save the Tiger Fund and a $100 court assessment. Laurie was among eight defendants indicted May 1st in Chicago on federal wildlife protection charges relating to trafficking and killing endangered tigers, leopards, and their parts. In his plea agreement on May 23rd, Laurie admitted that in January of 1997 he took possession of a skull and hide of two endangered leopards from South Africa, and later bought false documents that made it appear as if the parts, as well as another illegally obtained leopard hide, were from captive-bred animals that died from natural causes. In January of 1997, Mallory admitted he purchased a tiger that was killed and skinned on his property, and then mounted by a taxidermist for display at his residence. He obtained falsified U.S. Department of Agriculture forms declaring that the tiger had been donated to him. George Riley of Farmington, Michigan, was sentenced in federal court in Detroit after pleading guilty to receiving the hides of two endangered tigers, a misdemeanor. Riley was sentenced to a year probation and must pay a community service donation of $30,000 to be divided between the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation Save the Tiger Fund, $20,000, and the Lacey Reward Fund, $10,000. Riley's plea agreement requires him to cooperate with the government in its ongoing investigation into the illegal exotic animal trade. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys in the